This is Wednesday Interruption, episode number 144, The Omni Shambles, for Wednesday, November 14th, 2012. On this week's episode, we are grateful, not hateful, for Thanksgiving, the new alien horn-faced dinosaur, and the show turns to Omni Shambles. All that and so much more coming up right now on Wednesday Interruption.
We need to talk about your TPS reports.
Ain't nobody got time for that!
Oppa Gangnam Style.
Don't be jealous that I've been chatting online with babes all day.
I pull out my Beretta.
Has your kids, has your wife, and has your husband because they're raping everybody out here.
Thanks up, everybody!
All right.
For fucking war!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this episode of Wednesday Interruption, episode number 144 for Wednesday, November the 14th, 2012.
That's how many we've done. That's where we are.
140.
Lifespan of the show.
144, yep.
Yep.
What do you say?
Point that out.
What do you mean the lifespan of the show? Oh, that's how long we've been on. Well, you make it. Well, no, but you make it sound like in lifespan, like we're going to expire after this episode because 144
maybe.
Is the limit.
You don't know that.
I was going to make a limit. I'd make it a rounder number than 144. It's a weird
144 number. Is cool. It's 12 times 12. Everybody knows it. It's the last multiple of numbers that people usually know.
13 times 13? I have no idea. You're right.
Exactly.
I don't know. 20 times 20? I don't even know that.
Since 400.
Yeah,
that one's
I know.
Easy.
I'm kidding.
I'm just saying in general.
I feel like he's not kidding. And also...
Don't have to be pretentious about it.
Not being pretentious.
No, Don. What?
I can math.
I can has math. What were you going to say, Mary Kate? You were about to say something and then you just stopped, which is so rare that I want to point it out.
Well, that's okay because I can still be eloquent when I pick it back up again. But I was just going to say that as long as we have fans, we won't expire. Except that's not what I was going to say, but I forgot what I was going to say, so
oh,
I just went
to so eloquent.
That's good.
So graceful. So
hey,
graceful.
I can recover.
Hey, you know what? I also realized on this past episode of Status Update that we will do an episode on 12-12-12 because that's a Wednesday.
Ooh.
That's exciting.
So get excited because that will be the last like number in a hunt for a hunt. Well, not 100 years, but until the year, what, not 2100 or 2101.
No, I mean, we'll have.
Think
we'll
about
have,
that.
Like, we'll have like 2222.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but no, but that doesn't count, though. I mean, like, number, like, whole number.
I understand this, but I don't like it.
So that's what I'm going after here.
Okay.
So get excited. We're going to have a big celebration. When's the world supposed to end, according to the Mayans?
December 21st.
No, I thought it was the 13th. I think
no,
December
it's the 21st.
20, no, the 21st is the beginning of winter.
No, right? It's December 21st, 2012.
Is it?
Yeah.
Or is it really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Man.
I don't know. I don't pay attention to the Mayans.
No, I'm
very
pretty sure.
Cool. Very cool.
Happy your birthday, Don. It's your fault.
Oh my gosh. Oh, that's
so lame. Like, oh, just kidding. We found the other piece of the calendar. It's just fine. Like, what?
Whatever.
That sounds like made up science. I'm still gonna, you know. Speaking of science.
Yes.
We have a new dinosaur.
What?
I haven't heard this.
They discovered a new dinosaur in Kanata. And
oh my gosh.
It's
that seems like a weird place to find a dinosaur.
I know.
Are they going to make new dinosaur nuggets and gummy treats? And, like, I eat a lot of dinosaurs every day.
Should. But you know he is a nice guy if you lived in Canada.
Totally.
So,
that's right.
He's a
probably, like, the diplomat of the dinosaurs.
He's a Xenoceratops. It sounds made up, but it's real.
Probably that's why you
this is all made up.
He's a Xenoceratops, so it's like a Triceratops, but he has five horns, and he's got like an alien-looking face. He looks super mean, and yet, like a Triceratops, all he eats are plants.
Where is he gonna be? Where are they putting
him? I don't know, but I want to find him and be friends.
They better be pretty sure that this isn't some other dinosaur, because you would hate to have to renege on that. Like, oh, just kidding. We figured out it was the same thing as something else.
Got me all excited, but yeah, check out the Xenosaurus.
What's he called again?
Xenoceratops, which is X E N O.
Spelled with an X, yeah.
Ceratops.
So thank you.
Ceratops. You know what that means? Come on. You know what that means? It's just like the other Ceratops.
I know, man.
That's bullcrap.
It's not even a real name.
Well, it's alien. They call him Alien Hornface. That's what it means. That's what it translates into.
Alien Hornface.
Alien Hornface. Which is a great name for a band, right?
Alien Hornface. They would tour with Sexface.
Of course.
Coming to the Breslin Center, Alien Hornface with special guest Sexface.
Yeah, man.
I would buy those tickets in a heartbeat. Totally in a heartbeat. Okay. Let's talk about real things.
Dude, Xenoceratops is totes a thing.
He just proved it was real.
Yeah, he looks cool. I love him. We would be friends.
I think he would probably eat you.
Speaking of Breslin Center, are you going to the Breslin Center to see that show?
Yes, I am.
Trans-Siberian Orchestra?
Yes, I will be
that
there.
Their show.
On the Friday Times.
So this the Trans-Siberian Orchestra tour, just to get off topic, not that we were on any particular topic, but...
Nope.
It's a different tour, like it's a whole new album for them, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
So it's going to be some new music.
It should be.
Some new muzak. I wonder what new songs they did, because they released a new album, and apparently they have new songs and stuff, so...
Yeah.
I know, I just heard it on the radio this morning, and so I just, that's all I know about it, to be honest.
Yeah.
Okay.
What am I? Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I got nothing.
Okay, fine. Cool story, bro.
Let's
talk about terrible music. Are you ready for this?
Okay.
So,
yes.
The same guy who brought us the fantastic Friday song has decided to go and make a new song.
Because it went so well the first time.
Yeah, because it went so well the first time.
And the second time.
Yeah, well.
And the third time.
And so he's found another unsuspecting tween girl to include in a video. And she has...
Ruin her life.
And she has a song about Thanksgiving because there's just not enough music about Thanksgiving.
Or like none.
Yeah, so...
I've seen this video on mute, but I haven't actually heard it.
Well, it's better on mute. Spoiler alert, it's a lot better on mute.
Yeah, take that, teenage girl.
So here is... It's Thanksgiving.
Is she even a teenager, or is she like a baby?
Are you guys in the YouTube app on the Hangout?
No, we're still talking about other stuff over here.
You have to open up the YouTube app.
No, first I want to know, is she even a teenager, or is she a baby?
She looks a lot younger than Rebecca Black, but then again, Rebecca Black looked older than she actually was. So
that's true.
I think this girl's probably like 12 or 13. It's my guess. I don't really know.
So I got to click on this thingy?
You got to click on the thing on the side that says YouTube. Oh, there you go. I see all three of you right now.
I clicked it.
And then if you want to talk during the video, you have to click the push to talk button. Your microphone will be muted.
I don't want
to. Now that the tutorial of the interface is completed, we can continue with the video. She's counting down the days to Thanksgiving.
So many people do that.
Because, yeah, absolutely.
You know what I do to get out of school?
Yeah, but you don't have a calendar that you X out each day. I mean, no one does this. All right. So the first 30 seconds are comprised of, all right, come on.
I just want to say... I mean,
it's your quality.
It's the most intelligent lyrics in the whole song.
Released.
What was that now?
I don't even think she was crossing down to a Thursday. And Thanksgiving is always on a Thursday.
She was crossing... It's also not the 28th. She was crossing down
to
the 28th.
No, it's the 22nd.
Yeah.
Well, you can get away with that.
She's going to be very disappointed.
Day, year or something, but at least get the day of the week right. Come on.
She's going to be very disappointed when she wakes up on the morning of the 28th and she's like, Thanksgiving was a week ago?
What? Yeah, she'd be like, where were you, Nicole?
Idiot.
God.
I was at school. I'm wide awake and I should take a step and say thank you, thank you. You've done and what you did.
Oh, yeah. For the things you've done and what you did. I would just like to comment on her Dance Until Dawn shirt. Can we talk about that?
That's why she's wide awake. That's why she's wide awake. She was just dancing all night.
You know what's sad, though, is like, she could sing, like, more so than Rebecca Black. So it's sad to me that this is how she's going to enter the world.
She's singing.
Now
she'll
never
sing.
Hey.
Rebecca
there
Black
is a
can say.
Outline on the dance floor.
In the shape of my heart.
In the shape of my heart.
Oh, but we're not done hearing about Thanksgiving. So let's continue.
Ooh, yeah.
Wait.
What? Hold on. Don, you have to click push to talk.
I did.
Oh, okay.
What?
Or you can pause the video. Yeah, continue.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Christmas was December. Like, no, that's the future.
Well, it's not important.
It's really important, and apparently it's New Year's
technically
now.
Technically within the year... No way you spin it. Like, it's in the future. That's how people think of it. That's stupid.
Yeah, you're okay. Dumb. All right, continue.
April was not the 4th of July.
Hold on.
That's a lie.
Yeah, the 4th of July was not in April. That is factually inaccurate.
Easter's not even always in April. Sometimes it's in March.
Right?
That's very true.
Also, they overshadowed Valentine's Day. So
I know.
So draw a chalk outline of your heart.
I know.
The guy that wrote it, the same guy that was the black guy in the other video.
Sure. Yeah, this is the rapper from the car. Who
oh
says,
my gosh, he ruins everything he
in
does
front
is.
Of in front of me is
He's
a school
like a
bus. Yeah, this guy's terrible. But he makes an appearance in this video. You just wait.
Now she wanted to say we so excited, but I'm pretty sure those lyrics were taken earlier.
It's copyrighted already.
So I just got it. Yeah.
Oh, what are you doing now?
I'm playing the video because I paused it.
Sorry. I want to know where this girl's family is because she's the only one cooking Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah.
That's because she's a week late.
That's a good point. They're all like,
they're
"What
coming.
Is? Why is Nicole cooking
Has
a turkey?
Has she made any public appearances yet?
I hope not. I don't think so.
You know she will.
And you know what she... No, I said, you know, I think she might have been on Good Morning America today because they were teasing it this morning. Because then it's not like there's anything else important in the world going on that a reputable news program should be discussing. You know,
well, they also had the dinosaur baby yesterday.
Oh,
so.
That's true.
Turkey, eggs, potatoes, eggs. We are going to have a good time.
She's
saying eggs?
She's saying A...
She must have heard eggs too.
I don't think she said eggs. She's saying, wait, where do you think she's saying eggs?
The turkey eggs.
No, I think the turkey eggs. No, I don't think it's the turkey eggs.
The stuffing eggs, mashed potato eggs.
No, I think she's saying A. She must be Canadian, but they don't celebrate Thanksgiving.
They do, but oh, maybe she's celebrating Thanksgiving in Canada, you know, which was last. Month.
Which doesn't make any still doesn't make
help at all.
I'm starting this insanity.
You know school is out. I can shout. Thank you.
If I saw her like leaving school and she's just shouting thank you, I think I would just take her to the insane asylum immediately.
Yeah.
Just get in the car. I mean, not that it sounds weird, but, like, you know.
Right in the paddy wagon for her.
Exactly.
No matter how you do, no matter what you say, this is my favorite. This
Christmas. And then, of course, Patrice Wilson makes an appearance randomly. Just
talking about Christmas
Why
again.
Is he ruining children's
okay,
lives?
The weirdest thing about
and
this.
More than that, why do people continue to agree to work with him?
I don't know, but he's the only adult
is
in this
the
entire
idea
video.
That all like no publicity is bad publicity. I don't know.
He's creepy. If you are just watch the video, we'll continue to play the song. We'll watch the video so you can see how creepy this man is.
seeing all these
he
kids.
He is the pedophile,
like,
yes.
Like, this is the sleepover, and I'm just watching them.
Oh, just...
Like,
well, look, in this scene, he's the Easter rapist. I mean, Bunny.
True. That's very true. And it's April. It's April.
He looks like he's a child snatcher. Yeah, like,
exactly. Now, one second here.
Yes, yes, please.
I missed this the first time during that little bridge.
Yeah.
He is really, really excited that it is Thanksgiving on the 4th of July, which, again, true. Is not right.
No, it's that's all not. Backwards. That'd be really weird, yes.
All right, continue. We're gonna have a good time. Oh, 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 it's Thanksgiving. All right. We are gonna have a good time. The turkey, eggs, potatoes, eggs. We are gonna have a good time. The turkey.
And then Patrice Wilson shows up in a turkey costume.
That's not okay.
Naturally. And then he breaks into her house and steals her. That's how the rest of this video goes. It's Thanksgiving. This is my favorite part because she starts...
You know how confused that girl is!
This girl's like, what's going on?
Why am I here?
Thanksgiving was last week. She's starting to rap. What's happening?
Now, wait, she's rapping?
This is my favorite part because she starts to rap. And it makes
sense. Why is that girl concerned?
Probably because Patrice Wilson is at the end of the table dressed as a turkey. And he's the only guy.
She's genuinely upset.
Just she's saying. Probably terrified for her life. Giving and I'm trying to be forgiven. Nothing is forbidden.
She know we gotta have. I gotta give thanks to you and you and you. Nothing is forbidden?
Nothing is forbidden.
That's really not okay.
Well, that's why Patrice Wilson's there.
That's right.
Nothing. Can't be hateful. Gotta be grateful. Gotta be grateful. Can't be hateful. So I just want to point out, all she did there was in two lines, she said the same line but just reversed it. So it was can't be hateful, gotta be grateful, gotta be grateful, can't be hateful. That's not allowed.
Then mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes, yes. This doesn't rhyme. And that's not allowed. Potatoes on my table, I got ribs, smelling up my neighbor's crib. Can't deny having good times, we be laughing till we cry. Then she picks up a turkey leg and starts using it as a microphone.
That's it. I'm out. That's it. You've won, Nicole Westbrook. You've won.
And then the rest of the song is just... It's Thanksgiving. We're gonna have a good time. Oh, oh, oh. It's Thanksgiving. And the best part about the last 30 seconds of this video, she just continues to sing with the turkey leg. Like she doesn't.
Yeah, that's really awkward.
She doesn't put it down or anything. She's just like, yeah, that's a good idea. Let's roll with it.
Not really. Look at her face. She's kind of like, I don't really want to be doing this anymore.
Yeah, I mean, even at her age, you've got to like think in the back of your head, this is a really terrible idea.
You'd think.
But,
or, I don't know, I watched what happened to Rebecca Black and I don't want that to happen to me.
Or maybe she does want it to happen to her. Rebecca Black had some mild success.
She also got to sing a song with Bieber or something, right?
No, didn't she? She just wanted to sing a song with Bieber. Did she sing a song with Bieber?
I thought it actually happened.
Oh, please no. The world would explode. I'm going to look this up.
He's a Canadian. He's nice.
He's not.
Yes.
He's not nice?
No, him and Zeno Ceratops are not friends.
So Justin Bieber apparently covered Friday, and there's a video of it.
That's good.
But I don't want to play it. Because I'm sure it's worse.
Up with Selena Gomez. And if they can't make it, who can?
What is this world coming to is what I want to know.
I don't know.
I'm just...
You know what, though? For a young, famous couple, they made it really far.
Well...
I would put the word...
I would put famous in quotes. But yes, your point is well received.
Both those factors, being young and being famous...
Yeah.
Have a negative correlation to the length of relationships viability. So
that's true. Well, he is Canadian, so
true. Yeah. All right, now that we're done, now that we know it's Thanksgiving,
Not on the 28th.
You
need to send up. Let's see if we can get people to print a retraction on that one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah, don't celebrate on the 28th. That's wrong. Is the 28th? The 28th isn't even a Thursday this year.
No, it's a Wednesday.
It's a Wednesday. That's also a tomorrow.
I also would like to advocate that everybody play this song while they're sitting down to Thanksgiving dinner.
Yes.
Because nothing will bring your family joy.
I plan on actually reenacting her rap scene when we sit down at the table before dinner. So when everyone's expecting, I'll just say, I'll lead prayer and then just break out into her rap.
And say, you know, can't be hateful.
Gotta be grateful. Gotta be grateful.
And then I'll mashed take potatoes. Over and say, gotta be grateful.
Mashed potatoes. Eggs. And just sprinkle in mashed potatoes, whatever. Eggs. Turkey. Eggs.
And just start singing into the turkey leg and everybody be like, what is wrong with you?
That was the best part. That actually, you know, in retrospect, no one at that table was taken aback by her rapping or turkey leg microphone. Everyone was like, this is just Nicole. It's Nicole being Nicole. She's crazy.
By the way, that is a perfect screen capture that you've got right here.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean? Like,
it's just amazing.
In the video?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? That should be the image for today's show. That's, okay, well, yeah. I just won't... Just no one touch the YouTube thing, and that won't go anywhere.
Okay.
So, all right, let's talk about real things now, real stories.
Okay.
Oh, that was pretty real. I learned to be grateful, not to be hateful.
Mashed potatoes.
Multiple egg dishes at Thanksgiving.
Eggs!
Eggs. Real quick, on the topic of Thanksgiving... we have a car dealership up here in Battle Creek, Seely Wright Auto Group. And I know Don's seen some of their commercials before. They had one over the summer where they were giving away bikes and the man was in very, very tight, short red shorts. And he always screams, yes, we can. And he points at the screen and he's all creepy. So there's now a new set of commercials for Thanksgiving where they superimpose his head on a turkey.
Oh.
And he talks as if he's the turkey on the screen. And their giveaway this month at the dealership is if you come in and you buy a car, you get a free pumpkin pie. And I'm like, is that really pushing anybody over the edge? Like someone was on the fence for buying a car and they're like, I want the pie. I must have the pie.
I could use this car. But only if it comes with pie.
Only if it comes with pie. Not buying it otherwise.
Nope.
So I was trying to find it on YouTube, but it's not up yet. It's real creepy though. Okay. Worthless study from Finland.
Oh, I like Finland. Now, they're cool people.
No. A group of Finnish researchers collected data from nearly 55,000 participants from 2000 to 2009. And it found...
How many people even live in Finland?
55,000. Like 55,000. Everybody, this covered 100% of Finland. The study found that people who live close to a bar tend to drink more.
No.
No kidding, right? The study found that heavy and extreme drinking occurred when people lived about a half a mile from the bar. So the Boston Globe reports the chances a person will drink too much jumped to 17% living near a bar.
Well, yeah, because then you don't have to drive.
Well, does that mean... No, that's very true. But does that mean...
It jumped to 17%.
No, it jumped... Yeah, it jumped to 17. Well, the chances a person will drink too much. So you have a 17% chance of drinking too much if you live near a bar.
That's really not that high.
Well, it's high in relation to the other distances from being from a bar, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, I'm surprised it's not a farther distance, though, because it's Finland. Don't people walk in Finland?
I don't know anything about Finland. Literally nothing. I have no clue about what goes on in Finland.
I know Finnish log architecture.
That's not helpful to this at all.
I know the Finnish make good goalies in hockey. Other than that...
They literally produce them in a factory in Finland?
They do, yes.
Sure. Yep. Let's churn out these goalies. Here, I'm just going to ask Google. Google! We'll ask Google how many people live in Finland. Google! Bitch.
She doesn't feel like listening to you, because you call her a bitch.
I guess not. How many people live in Finland? We'll get the answer here in a minute. And, oh wow, that's a lot more than I thought. 5.3 million. Almost 5.4 million.
That's a lie.
You are lying, Google.
That's not a
thing. How many people live in Manhattan?
Well, like Manhattan or all of New York City?
All of New York City.
10 million? More people live in New York City than Finland. But no one should be surprised by that.
Three times as many people live in New York than Finland.
No, not at all. That's definitely twice as many.
How is you... I was paying attention.
Clearly.
I hope not, because if that was actually difficult, I'm a little afraid.
Yeah.
I thought you said Finland had 3 million people in it.
No, I said 5.4 million.
It's not
even close. Hey, so the European Union has no money. Yeah. So
wait, I just realized
when did this happen?
Just yesterday. So the people of Hungary, lawmakers in Hungary, which is not exactly a well-to-do country to begin with, right?
No.
They have a new way to make money. They're selling special government bonds, and if you purchase a certain...
That seems like a good investment, right?
Invest in Hungary. So, if you buy a certain number of these bonds, though, you get to be a Hungarian citizen. So...
Oh! Which, what are the perks?
Nothing.
You get to say, hey, guys!
I'm Hungarian.
I'm from Hungary.
Yeah. What's up, bitches? I'm from Hungary.
Yep.
Because haven't you always wanted to say that, and then you think, but that's a lie. I'm not.
Yeah.
But now, you totally can. If you're willing to pay $322,600. And then they'll let you be a Hungarian citizen.
That's a lot.
It's supposed to attract new investors from China, because apparently people from China don't like being from China and would rather be from Hungary. I don't really know. But you can do that now. So if anybody's out there wanting to be Hungarian, boom.
You know what to do.
Now you know what's up. Now you know what's up. An Arizona woman, in despair at the re-election of Barack Obama, ran down her husband with the family car in a suburban Phoenix neighborhood because he failed to vote in the election.
Oh.
So she's like, you didn't vote. I shall now murder you with my car.
You know, I would understand this argument if he had maybe won in Arizona by a single vote.
Well, yeah, because...
But I don't like this.
Because Romney won Arizona.
Yeah.
So it doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
No, it doesn't.
It's like he would not have made any difference. This woman clearly doesn't understand the Electoral College.
Like I said,
unless she was just looking for an excuse to, kill her husband.
But honestly, if you're going to kill your husband with the car, you don't really need... It's not like this is a defense in court. Oh, he didn't vote, so I murdered him. Like it would be.
The judge would be like, "Nah, it's cool."
Yeah, it makes sense. You're off. Her name is Holly Solomon, and she's 28, and she ran over her husband.
I expected her to be old.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
Well,
I was picturing an old woman. Like, I'm gonna get you.
Her husband
Does she have a newborn? Is she like sleep deprived? Was she drugged?
I don't know, but she ran over
is
her
she
husband.
Gray?
Her was she definitely
gray.
Definitely gray.
That shit crap.
Her husband's 36, so there's an 8-year age gap there. Oh, he's expected to survive. He didn't die.
Oh, thank goodness.
Oh, yeah, I mean, that's good news.
Good for him.
Police says...
Good job, Charlie. Way to stay alive. I'm going to call him Charlie. What's his name?
Daniel, but whatever.
Damn it.
It doesn't matter.
Equally generic.
What?
Equally generic.
Very true. Witnesses reported the argument broke out on Saturday morning in a parking lot and escalated. You don't say. Mrs. Solomon then chased her husband around the lot with the car, yelling at him as he tried
to push him out of the car.
He tried to hide behind a light pole, which is a bad idea because she'll run into the light pole and that might just do more damage to you.
Well, I don't know.
He was struck after attempting to flee to a nearby street, and she got him.
Kill people with my car.
Well, no, that's a bad idea.
I just don't understand why you want to do that.
I mean, unless you have a really good reason.
Yeah, like he had killed somebody with his car.
Not even that.
Like he was attempting to kill you.
Eye for an eye. How would he be attempting to... Well, I guess if he had a gun, then you could run him down. I don't know. Hey, let's play...
I'd rather drive away.
Let's play a game. I'm going to screen share you guys, and you guys are going to play.
I like games.
You're going to play a game with me. I don't know the answers to this game.
When we put these on the web, do they see our faces?
No, because we don't put the videos on the web anymore.
That's what I thought, because I was just eating dinner.
Can you see the hamburgers on my screen?
No, yeah. I still see what's-her-face's face.
Oh, you got to click my video to make it stick. Because we're going to play a
game.
What
do I have to...
You have to click... You have to click my video to make it actually stay up.
I see you.
All right.
I see you.
You see the hamburgers?
Yes.
Yes.
We're playing a game called Where is the Burger From, McDonald's or Burger King? And it is pictures of hamburgers, and we have to guess. There's 10
of them. Oh my gosh, I think this will be fun.
We have to guess if they're from McDonald's or from Burger King.
I feel like I'm going to rock at this.
So I hope not. That would... Wouldn't that say a lot about your eating habits if you were really good at this game?
No.
Whatever.
I don't know.
I think
whatever.
It
I don't eat either very often, but I just feel like I know the difference.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. First one up. This is the picture of the first burger. I'm going to guess, and you can play this game for yourself, by the way. Link's in the show notes. My guess is on Burger King.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
Two out of three.
Yeah, I go with that.
Correct. It's a double Whopper from Burger King. Boom.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Second one.
McDonald's.
Totally McDonald's.
Okay. It is double quarter pounder from McDonald's.
Woohoo!
Number three.
I'm going to go with McDonald's.
I'm going to go with Burger King.
Oh, man. I don't know. I'm the tiebreaker.
You are.
I think it's Burger King.
Yeah, Whopper Jr.
Man, wrong.
That looks disgusting.
Disgusting.
It looks like tapioca pudding coming out of his burger.
Not good.
Which means it's got to be McDonald's.
I'm going to go with Burger King.
I was going to say McDonald's as well, but let me think. I think it's, I don't know. I don't care.
I think it's Burger King.
All right, you two said Burger King, and you're right. It's a cheeseburger from Burger King. If that's what it looks like. My goodness.
I could tell because of the bun.
Oh.
I just guessed.
All right, here's the fifth one. Where is this burger from? It's got...
How is on that?
It's got lettuce and cheese and onion and some beef, and it's got more...
black thing.
It's got more...
I think the black thing is an onion.
This right here, that's an onion. It's got more bread than it does anything else. I'm going to...
Then it's got to be from McDonald's.
Based on the bun, it's got to be McDonald's.
I can see that.
Oh, that's a Wisconsin white cheddar Whopper from Burger King.
Don't ever eat that. It looks awful.
All right, where's this burger from? This looks like a McDonald's burger. Are you just saying McDonald's because the last couple have been Burger King?
No, I think that the patties have been darker with McDonald's.
They have been. That's correct.
Okay, so you say McDonald's here?
Yeah.
Yes.
You're right. It's Chipotle barbecue bacon Angus third pounder.
I've not heard of like any of these.
I know, right? This one is looks like a typical burger. It's got some cheese and some beef and some
pickles
and lettuce and tomatoes.
I'm gonna go with Burger King on this one.
I'm gonna say Burger King as well.
I think it's the McDonald's, but
Burger King went. Oh, Don was right.
He was right.
Angus
so far, Deluxe. I am not rocking this game, by the way.
Number eight, three more left. That looks nasty.
Disgusting.
That
oh
literally
my gosh.
Looks like tofurkey or dog poop or some kind of nasty...
I don't know. I feel like it might be more nutritional to eat dog poop.
That bun looks like the Burger King bun from earlier, though.
I'm going to go with McDonald's on that one, actually.
Yeah, so is I.
You're wrong. It's the Buck Double. The Buck Double? What is the Buck Double?
Probably cost
you
a buck.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
All right, two more.
I'm going to say McDonald's.
You think this one's McDonald's? It's got like two patties, it appears to be. And...
See, and that looks like the burger is flame broiled to me. I think it's Burger King.
Oh, I'm going to go Burger King too. Yeah, it's a double Whopper. And the last one's pretty easy. That's got to be
it's a Big Mac, right?
It's a Big Mac. Yeah, it is the Big Mac. Everyone knows a Big Mac because it's got the third piece of bread.
Two all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onion, and a sesame seed bun.
Indeed. Whoa. Thank you. I'm kind of impressed you were able to do that.
I don't know why. Things are cool when I'm tired, apparently.
Things are just cool whatever. When I'm tired.
It's just, I just rattle stuff off. It's whatever.
Mm-hmm. I'm aware.
That's freezing.
Sorry, bro.
It's so cold in the V.
It's so cold in the D. I'm not going to finish that song.
Nope.
No, not going to happen. So the Oxford American Dictionary takes it upon themselves.
Hey, how do we do on the burger quiz?
Oh, frick. I didn't press the button.
Oh, my God.
Oh, we got 7 out of 10 correct.
Okay.
That's pretty good. That's 70%. That's a C.
Well, I got... No, I got 7 out of 10 because I missed one, but I got one.
I don't remember which ones, who missed who and what missed what. We got every time we got something, we got McDonald's wrong once. We got McDonald's wrong twice and Burger King wrong once. So we're better at Burger King than we are McDonald's.
Which is funny because I would say I eat at McDonald's more than Burger King.
I used to eat it. I never eat at McDonald's. Never. If I eat any fast food now in that kind of a vein, it's always Wendy's.
Me too.
I haven't gone to Burger King in years.
I haven't either, and I've been there twice this year. But before that, it was like a long time.
That's not true. I went to Burger King when I was stuck in O'Hare.
Cool story, bro. All right.
I only got chicken strips, and they were good.
So the Oxford American Dictionary takes it upon themselves, those pretentious people, to name a word of the year every year, and then that word becomes part of the dictionary. So, anybody want to take a stab?
And so it has to be new words?
Well, I mean, yes and no. So, like, this year, it's a new word, kind of. Like, it's not really a new word. It's just a new meaning for that word. But it's not even really a new meaning for that word. I know this is all very confusing.
Tablet.
But it make a lot more sense when I tell you the word. Tablet was a word before this year.
I know, but believe that's what it you said, or not. It was a new meaning.
Well, I mean, it was not... Okay, let me put it this way. It also was not already in the dictionary. That's the whole point.
Okay, well, then you should have said that.
This word is not in the dictionary. That.
Not
but
it is
we
now.
Know about it.
Exactly. It's a word that's not... It's like Google.
Like, I think one year it was ginormous.
Sure.
No, I really do think it was.
I agree. So... Okay, I'm just going to tell you, because you're not going to guess.
Humongous.
No. GIF.
Kind of mean.
GIF. G-I-F.
GIF?
GIF.
What's GIF?
An animated GIF. You see all
it's
the animated
picture.
GIFs. It's a... Nope. It stands for Graphics Interchange Format. It's been around since the 80s, which is why I say it's been around, but the acronym is now a word in the dictionary. GIF. G-I-F. All caps. And it's used... it says the GIF has evolved from a medium for pop culture memes into a tool with serious applications, including research and journalism, and its identity is transforming to keep pace. But it's obvious... Well, you know,
over it.
That's a lie.
Okay, so
for pop culture,
the runner-up it was also an abbreviation was YOLO.
Oh,
no.
I'm so glad that GIF won.
Yeah,
absolutely not.
I'm so sick and tired of people pulling out the YOLO.
Legitimately heard someone say that
what
today.
It was like 2 months.
Like, ago. How did they use it in a sentence?
They didn't. All right, I'll tell you the story.
They didn't. They just shouted YOLO.
Yes. So there was two people and they were talking, and the one guy was like talking about how he had to drive really fast this one place because he was running late, and he was almost going 100 at one point, but his car didn't make it for some reason. He tops whatever. It's not important. Then he was like, I was going so fast that I was almost speeding going by some cops, and then the girl she was talking to was just like, what are you gonna do, YOLO?
What are you gonna do, YOLO? It almost sounds like his name is YOLO.
What?
It almost sounds like his name
See,
is
YOLO. Now, the stupid people say YOLO.
Yeah.
The smart folks, once upon a time, said carpe diem.
Yeah, car seize the day.
It's the same thing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, it's the same idea, yeah.
And Drake, shocker, ruins everything. Spoiler alert. He's Canadian, and he sucks.
Drake is Canadian?
Yeah, dude, he was in Degrassi.
I did not see
that is so annoying. I hate that term, YOLO.
He was Wheelchair Jimmy in Degrassi.
Degrassi is Canadian?
Yeah, man.
I didn't even know that.
Now,
things you learn.
Now, there was another runner-up for Word of the Year, and it was Superstorm after Sandy, which...
Yeah.
Isn't that like an accepted meteorological term that doesn't need to be in the dictionary?
Is it?
I don't
know. Because all of a sudden it kind of came out of nowhere and everybody was like, Superstorm! I was like, I was pretty sure we were calling this Hurricane, but okay.
That is indeed what it is.
Well, I thought it was Frankenstorm first because it was a nor'easter.
Yeah, it was Frankenstorm and then it was Hurricane and then it was Superstorm and then there was the other thing that happened a week
and
later.
Then, well, yeah, because the hurricane came through and then everybody was like, and then the nor'easter was like, oh, by the way, snow.
I didn't tell. I forgot to. I didn't tell you guys this because we didn't have a show. But when I was getting my hair cut, my hairdresser was talking to me, which I usually dislike, but and I still did. But she was pretty dense, so I enjoyed it. Anyways, so she.
That's good.
The first thing she asked me, by the way, she asked me about the election, which was super aux because she asked me if I was happy with the results. And I was like, this is getting a little personal.
You don't do.
It's getting a little personal for me, Amanda. Let's try and bring it down a notch. So the next question she asked me was, did you hear... so this is after the hurricane had hit New York, right? And so her question to me was, did you hear anything about if the hurricane came back? And I was like, what are you talking about? I'm like, I don't think you understand.
Someone threw it a bone and it chased it and it had to return said bone.
So I quickly learned that she was referring to the second storm that had come in like a couple days after the hurricane. It was just the general generic sort of like storm that followed the jet stream. And I was like, yeah, I think they're getting some more rain. And she's like, yeah, that's too bad. I heard that it was going to come back. And I'm like, you don't understand, do you?
She doesn't understand science.
The hurricane is not just going to turn around and be like, oh, just kidding, New York. I'm back. What up?
Hurricane Boomerang.
Exactly. Hurricane Boomerang. So, I forgot. I got to tell you one more thing about that. The dictionary story here. There is also the British dictionary, the British Oxford dictionaries, went a different route and decided to pick the word omnishambles as the word of the year. Now,
I want that.
I don't know what this is, but it says it's defined. I'm going to start using it. Here's everyone. I'm not going to. I'll tell you the definition in a minute. But before we tell you the definition, it is everybody's goal to use the word omnishambles in discussion tomorrow at some point. Okay.
I will.
All right. And then we'll report on it next week how we did with the omnishambles.
Okay.
Omnishambles is a situation that has been comprehensively mismanaged, characterized by a string of blunders and miscalculations.
So my gosh, my life is that.
Your life.
What is
it?
So it's like a
snafu, but like a lot worse.
Yes, it's a noun it's an adjective for a situation that is mismanaged. So this situation is in omnishambles.
Or I love
in
that.
Omnishambles.
Or this is omnishambles, I suppose it could be. I'm going to find a way to use that.
Oh, I'm going to use it. Yeah.
Omnishambles. That is awesome.
Awesome.
I love it.
Yep.
Omnishambles.
Get behind that.
Okie doke. What time are we going?
Let's look at how cute my dog is.
Your dog is very cute. Kevin is a beast. I almost taught him to high five. Have you been teaching him how to high five still?
Yes. About half the time he high fives and half the time he licks you.
It's pretty much only when he's on his back and you're rubbing his belly. And then you stop and you say high five and he'll put his paw up to high five you.
Yeah.
He's a beast. He is a beast.
What a boss.
Real quick, before we get to Idiot of the Week, I did want to mention this story about a Cleveland woman who admitted to driving onto a sidewalk to avoid a stopped school bus. I'm sure people saw this video on the YouTubes or the morning shows.
Mm-hmm.
And she was sentenced to hold an idiot sign, a sign that basically referred to her as an idiot, in the street.
Yeah, so only an idiot would drive on a sidewalk to avoid
a school bus. She had to stand at the intersection of East 38th Street and Superior Avenue. That was where she passed the school bus driver, and she had to hold a 22-inch sign that read, "Only an idiot would drive on the sidewalk to avoid a school bus." She had to do this for 1 hour, from 7:45 a.m. to 8:45 a.m. For 2 days. She had to do 2 days of this.
Did she have to make the sign, or was it given to her? Because it was really ugly, and I think that she should get 2/10 deduction for lack of creative thing.
She probably had to make it. Okay, if you were sentenced to hold a sign calling yourself an idiot, would you really go out of your way to make it pretty?
I would probably make it hidden, like too small a font or something.
I'm sure they had to approve it.
Like, also, I'm sorry or something? I don't know.
Anyways, she is dumb, but she is not an idiot of the week. We got three of those, so here we go. First nominee. Here's your first nominee and why. It's like Hell's Kitchen. It's loading slowly, so I'm wasting time. So I'm just going to...
I get
Kevin
it.
Vote?
Kevin can vote. I don't know how he's going to, but he can. So, this is still not loading.
We love him.
We can talk about.
We love him.
Okay, well, this story. Okay, this all you need to know about this story really is the headline, which is that an iPad bought at a gas station turned out to be a mirror.
Oh, you don't say.
And this woman was an idiot and thought that she could buy an iPad at a gas station.
How much did she pay for it?
I feel like this happened once before.
Probably. I think she probably paid full price.
The wooden one. Remember when we talked about the wooden one?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
And it was totally not a thing?
Yeah.
Not even close.
I mean, didn't she look at this and say, this is too light, and also, I have a really good reflection of myself. That's weird.
Yeah.
And she paid full price for this. And also, by the way, who buys an iPad at a gas station?
So what happens now?
What happens now? She's dumb. That's what happens now.
Is there any recourse?
I'm sure there's some kind of like false advertising law or something.
There's going to be something, but...
She's still stupid.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Like, really. I mean, if I walked into a gas station and I saw an iPad, I'd be like, that's fake. Because they don't sell those here. They sell gas.
I mean, when you go to the gas station, you're like, oh, I need something to drink, or I need some candy, or if you need cigarettes, you're also looking for iPads. So that makes sense. I mean, I would.
I got my Pringles, I got my Diet Coke, all I need is an iPad.
Yep, that's exactly what I'm thinking. Because there's no better place to use your iPad than when you're operating a motor vehicle.
That's the best place, really.
So.
Is the best place.
There you go, world.
There you go.
Wednesday Interruption cares.
That's going to speed whales start carrying iPads.
Yep.
Next nominee, 1 minute, Christine Suzanne Simmons. I don't know why they had to include her middle name, but whatever. Christine Suzanne Simmons, or as I like to call her, KSS, was talking on her cell phone as she was driving on the Athens perimeter in Athens, Ohio, I'm assuming, or it could be Georgia, I suppose.
I was thinking Georgia.
Whatever, doesn't matter.
I was also thinking Georgia.
Whatever.
No, it's Georgia. We're right.
The next second, her car was flipping. She was doing flips. Okay? But even as she's flipping, she's gotten a crash, she's flipping and flopping, she kept on talking on the cell phone. She's
nice.
Just like, whatever.
Like a conversation.
Just kept going with the conversation. It was probably like, oh yeah, I'm flipping.
She's probably like, oh my gosh, I'm dying.
She was probably like, oh yeah, what's going on? Woo, I'm flipping.
No, because if I were on the phone with you and my car started flipping over, I would say like, oh my gosh, I'm dying.
I hope you wouldn't do that because I would freak out because then your phone would just like cut off and I'd be like, what's going on?
Yeah, but I don't think she's an idiot. That's probably what happened.
No, I think that I would just like turn off my phone. I would because
like you're not gonna have the sensibility to turn off your phone. You're gonna freak out.
No. You should have the sensibility to put two hands on the wheel.
Well, that's true.
And try your best to correct the
situation.
No, she didn't. She was also drunk. So let's stop giving her the benefit of the doubt.
Okay.
She.
Ah.
Yes. They took a blood sample for her to be tested. They didn't release. What her blood alcohol level was, but she was booked on charges of a DUI, so it must have been over the legal limit. And she's also not old enough to be drinking, so that also hurts.
That's a problem also.
And she was later she posted $8,500 in bond and was released. And I hope they had that conversation recorded somewhere, because that's got to be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, good times.
You mean her dad posted the $8,500 in bond, and she doesn't care because she's going to get a new car.
Very true. Very true.
Yeah.
Next nominee are the citizens of Florida and Alabama. And I will tell you why. Well, not all of them. Citizens in particular districts in those states because Florida Democrat Earl K. Wood and Alabama Republican Charles Beasley won their respective elections, which is good news. The problem is they're both dead.
That's good.
Yeah. So the first guy, we'll start with this Wood dude in Florida. He died
on
These are state legislators. He died on October 15th from natural causes at the age of 96. And he was campaigning for a 12th term as Orange County tax collector.
That doesn't surprise me at all that he was the incumbent and they just kept him, you know?
Well, like yeah, but okay, when they voted, he was dead.
Right, but they can't take him off the ballot because it was already printed.
Yeah, okay, but there's got to be I know some people are stupid and may not have heard the news about how he died, But
well,
there's
but, like,
gotta
I
be
wouldn't have known
enough
like,
people.
If you're a straight ticket voter,
I would have at least been smart enough to be like, I'm gonna do this other guy's name because I know this man is dead, and it's silly to vote for a man who is dead.
Maybe you don't know he's dead. I mean, he's running for tax collector.
I agree.
And people can't
I agree, but
know.
It's in Orange County, which is Orlando, which is a big news place. So news would have gotten around in newspapers and TV that, hey, Orange County tax collector died. Don't vote for him. He's dead. And then also.
Florida's pretty stupid.
Yeah, I agree. But there's got to be enough people out there that know he's dead and decided not to vote for him to offset the people who just voted straight ticket.
If it were an active campaign, yes. But I think this was straight ticket stuff.
Don't care. Still stupid. Now, my question is, I wonder who takes his place. Is it the guy who came in second place? Or is it some other
I think they have another election.
Which is why it was stupid. Now we got to have a whole other election and waste everybody's time and money to do something. Now, by the way, he was also criticized for rarely coming into office. He was also paid $150,000 a year to be the tax collector of Orange County. So he got paid quite well for that job.
Every time someone talks about tax collectors,
I don't feel safe.
What?
What?
What's wrong?
I don't know. There's pounding on the door, but it's not a door. It's over there. And I live on the third floor, so how could people be pounding?
Where? What door?
I don't have any neighbors on that wall, but it sounds like it's that wall.
I don't know what to tell you.
You're on
John's
the third floor.
An alien. Man, everything is going to hell in a handbasket right now.
Yep.
You gotta un-alien yourself, Don.
That means I have to leave.
Yes, you do. Meanwhile, Mary Kate, we will try to keep her alive.
Kevin was concerned, and now he's not concerned, so I'm choosing to not be.
I don't think Kevin was going to do much in the way of protecting you, but I'm going to be honest. But just finishing the story off, the other guy, Beasley, was on the ballot in Bibb County Commission in central Alabama. He won 52% of the vote.
That I'm surprised in, because Alabama counties like really count, you know, people really know their county officials, so that surprises me.
The other thing is that the guy he was running against was the Democrat opponent, and he was also the incumbent, and
wow.
So people
they must really hate that guy.
You suck so much, we're voting for a dead man. And this guy told reporters, it is a touchy situation when you are running against a dead man. You are limited as to what you can say.
You say this guy's dead.
Yeah,
vote
I mean,
for me.
This man is not alive anymore. I would be a better choice because I am alive. Shouldn't be that hard.
I feel like that's the easiest campaign ever.
Yeah, right? Hey, Don, are you there?
Yeah.
Oh, good. You missed the part of the story where the guy in Alabama, Beasley, he was dead, and he won 52% of the vote. But the best part of the story is that the guy who was running against him was actually the incumbent. And so...
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
And the guy that was the incumbent said, when you're running against a dead man, you're limited as to what you can say. And Mary-Kate and I were talking about how it shouldn't be that hard. It's a pretty easy sell.
No, I mean, you got to walk out of the, you know, you make one campaign ad, you're like, guys, when you go into that booth on Tuesday, I mean, come on.
I'm alive.
The alive human.
Yeah, be like, who do you think is going to do a better job? I could just see the attack ads.
Yeah. Beasley would be ineffective in office.
Mostly yeah. Because he's ineffective at breathing.
Yeah, exactly. Be like, Beasley can't show up to work in a coffin, can he? I don't think so.
Charles Beasley, so ineffective, it's like he's not even there.
Oh, God.
God, it's almost as if he was dead.
That would be the attack line. Charles Beasley, is he dead?
Yes.
Oh, boy. Okay, so who do you vote for? The people of Florida and Alabama?
No.
The woman... Okay. Jeez, all right.
I vote for the iPad lady.
The woman who bought the iPad mirror. All right,
yes.
Good choice. Don?
What was the middle one?
The middle one was the woman who was flipping over in her car, and she's all like, I'm on the phone.
You know what? I got to go with the... Can I pick the guy who lost the election?
Yes.
Because I'm going to go with that guy.
Yeah, by the way, his name is, let me find it here, Walter Sansing.
Walter Sansing, you are dumb.
The commissioner.
You're really dumb.
The commissioner of Bibb County, Alabama.
Well, the ex-commissioner.
Yeah, who lost to a dead guy.
Yeah, he also had a month to, like, put out the whole position of I'm alive, he's dead.
Didn't jump on that?
Pretty clear strategy.
You might want to wait a little bit just to, like, ease the tension and then be like, look, guys.
We're really sorry Charles Beasley died, but it's a fact that he is dead.
Yeah.
And then the fact checkers come out and they're like, Walter Sansing lied when he said Charles Beasley was dead.
Or was he afraid that people would say they killed him? Like, he killed...
I don't think the Bibb County commissioner race is that heated. At least I really hope it's not.
I don't think so.
Apparently died of an aneurysm.
That's terrible.
I mean, it sucks. But he's not going to be a very good commissioner.
No, he's not.
I hate to say it, but just don't think he's good to work out. I likewise will vote for Commissioner Walter Sansing, who lost. He was the incumbent. It's so hard for an incumbent to lose anyways, let alone when you run against a dead guy. I mean, come on.
I'm telling you, that community must have really hated that guy.
Yeah.
I do have to...
Because there is some strategic benefit in voting for the dead guy if you want another election to have more choices.
That's true.
That's very true. All right.
I do want to bring up one other thing about the election.
Yes.
I'm mad as a fank that Hank the Cat came in third.
Did he really?
Nah.
Oh, man. That's too bad.
Third of three. But he did get votes.
I was hoping he would win.
He got votes.
I was hoping he would win. So. By the way, also fun, I was stumbled upon this today, but the Bob Dole and Walter Mondale. I think that's it, right? That was the duo in 96? Anyways,
I believe so.
The website for their campaign is still online, and you can go and go to their website and see how terrible campaign websites were in 1996.
Not even in, like, Wayback Machine? This is just...
No, there's actually a website called, I think it's forpresidents.com or something like that, but anyways, they archive all of the campaign websites, so you can go and...
That's awesome.
Yeah, so you can go and look at all the old ones. And even, like, from 2004. The 2004 ones were awful. They were terrible. Yeah. We've come such a long way in that time span. But it seems like it was so short ago. Man.
Yeah.
All right. Anyways, anything else somebody wants to add? Besides the fact that it's Thanksgiving and you should be grateful and not hateful. And don't be hateful, but be grateful.
I love
mashed potatoes.
Happy birthday to my mommy.
Aw, it's your
happy
mom's
birthday.
Happy
birthday to your mommy. I love it.
It will be the 14th, yes.
So aw, that's so nice. Happy birthday.
She won't listen to it ever, but I will give her a shout-out regardless.
Oh, yes. With a turkey and eggs and mashed potatoes. That'll be nice.
Yep. And eggs.
I got her a Xenoceratops.
Nice. Alien horn face. That's always that a good gift.
That was a cool thing. And a sex
mom,
face.
Mom, this makes me think of you. Perfect. I love it.
Nice. Yep. All right. Well, you can find us at WednesdayInterruption.com or Facebook.com/WednesdayInterruption. Check out Brianne on Twitter at Brianne Lewinsky.
Brianne's not here.
Oh, my God. Sorry.
It's just it's becoming so commonplace.
Yeah, it's exactly what I was going to say.
It's just so... She's got a busy Tuesday. Just so busy, guys. It's got a babysit, apparently.
That's right. It's not like I have finals this week or anything.
Yeah, go play with your highlighters. All right.
I'm gonna. Clearly, that's what I would like to do.
Cool
with this
story, bro. So, I would like everyone to have a fantastic week. We will have a show next week, our pre-Thanksgiving show, with special guest Nicole Westbrook. Not true.
Are we playing again?
She won't be here.
Are we gonna do it on Wednesday?
I haven't gotten that far. It's not even
our
close.
Our pre-Thanksgiving show needs to be on the 27th. You're crazy.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. It needs to be on Tuesday the 27th because Thanksgiving's on Wednesday the 28th this year.
Correct.
That's right. No, I don't know when we're going to do it. We'll talk about that offline. That's an offline discussion.
Well, I just want to be there.
Well, you can be there and you will be there.
No.
Brianne won't be, I'm assuming.
Not if it's on Tuesday.
I'm assuming Brianne will have some excuse.
With
about
the rest of the country.
How she's got to go chop down a Christmas tree or catch a turkey or something.
Yes.
Anyways, that's going to do
it
for this episode of Wednesday Interruption number 144 for Wednesday, 11/14, 2012. Have a fantastic week, everybody. Goodbye.